Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Cosmic Circus review. Today is our last day, Fantastic Fest. John, how you feeling?
We are not on the last day, by the way.
There's
Yeah.
more?
There's a few more
Or
days. We're
it's your
not.
last day, right?
No. I'm home, but I'm still covering the festival. The festival
The
ain't
work
over.
doesn't stop.
No,
Oh.
it starts on Friday, so it's not over yet. We're still in the thick of it. I'm still watching screeners. We might have one more video to like
Okay.
wrap everything up after this and talk
Okay.
about favorites and all that. But yeah, we're not done yet. We're not done yet.
I'm thrilled. I'm happy to
Yeah,
hear this. Okay.
we're not done yet.
All right, so what's on the docket today, John? What are we talking about?
So I'm back home now. Typically the way I do it every year is I'll go from Thursday through Monday or Tuesday just to kind of get that opening weekend
Okay.
craziness, and then I'll come home and just watch a bunch of screeners. I have slept, traveled. I have not been able to sit and watch all my screeners. I'm going through, if anybody from the festival is wondering why I haven't, I'm going to, I promise.
Yeah, you've been so busy. You've been
Yeah,
so
I've been
busy.
so busy, guys. But I'm going to watch
But we
Door of the
appreciate it.
Universe.
You've been working so hard. We can, and we love you for it.
Yeah.
We appreciate it so much.
Yeah. I'm still got You Are the Universe to watch. I have a movie called Think What Happened to Dorothy Bell.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a found footage movie. I requested a couple of others. We'll see what happens.
Okay, okay,
And
okay,
then I
okay.
got the screeners from the festival. What we have right
For
now,
today, yeah.
today, is three films. Two of them are Sebastian Stan double feature.
Ah.
Okay, so the first one that I watched, I think on Sunday, was A Different Man.
A different man.
A Different Man, and Sebastian Stan was here, along with Adam Pearson,
Okay.
the actual person. He's got that, I'm not sure what it's called, but that disfigurement. Like, he's the person who actually suffers from that.
Okay, hold on. Why don't you give us the list of the movies and then we can talk about each of them?
The second movie that we're gonna watch is, and it was rumored because he was here, Sebastian Stan, is The Apprentice. They made the bold choice of bringing a Donald Trump movie to an Austin Film Festival. It was a
Fantastic.
very bold choice. Some people walked out.
I bet.
It was a very controversial pick.
Uh-huh.
The third film was secret screening number three. I tried to get in the gazer, and I ran late, by the way.
Okay.
But the third secret screening was Heretic,
Okay.
starring Hugh Grant. And those are going to be the three that we watch, that we talk about today.
Awesome. Okay, so let's start with A Different Man. So, and according to my internet research, it's a black comedy psychological thriller written and directed by Aaron Schimberg, starring Sebastian Stan, Renee Ren, oh, how do you say your name? Renee Renz, Renz, and Adam Pearson. So John, what's going on here? What is this disfigurement that you're talking about?
I don't remember the name of it. They don't even really talk about it in the film.
You describe it?
It's almost like a skin problem that like causes everything to bubble up
Oh,
and
shoot. Okay.
swell and all that. And I gotta tell you, Adam Pearson has gotta be the most charismatic dude in the world. Like, even with all that on his face, he might be more charming than Sebastian Stan. I'm not gonna
Wow.
lie.
Wow.
It is incredible how charming that guy is. So the movie itself, I struggle to put this into words. I'm going to be honest.
Well, is it
I
funny? Is it
still,
funny?
it is funny, it
Okay.
is strange,
Okay.
it is completely just like, there's a little bit of Charlie Kaufman going on here. Oh,
Oh,
you know who that is?
yeah, of course.
It's like Charlie Kaufman with a little bit of Coen Brothers.
This sounds really good, John.
Like, and What About Bob? You ever seen
Murray.
What About
Yeah,
Bob?
of course.
Like, it's not about like psychiatry or anything like that, but like,
With like the kind of sense of humor, I guess.
yeah, we're just like where a character, where the main character keeps trying to make something happen, and it keeps going the completely opposite
Okay, so this is a
way
funny
that he
movie.
wants it to go.
Okay, this sounds good.
Yeah, so it is good. I have reservations,
Okay.
but it is quite good. The film involves, if anybody doesn't know, it involves a man, I think his name is Edward, who lives a very isolated life as a disfigured man in an apartment who has a very strange relationship with his neighbor. He's also kind of an actor. And then one day somebody offers him this miracle cure to fix all that. And that's all in the trailer. Everything that I just said, that's in the preview. I'm not giving anything away. And the best way that I can describe a different man is it's kind of like an allegory for the more things change, the more they stay the same. You know, it's like just because you're different doesn't mean that you're different, or the situation is different, or that your life is going to be different just because you finally get what you want. And I think that is like kind of a life thing too, where people think like, oh man, if I get all this money, or if I get all this power, if I get like, if I get the thing that I've always wanted, somehow my life is going to be different. And it typically does not turn out that way. Life doesn't actually work like that. And it's kind of a comedy about that, how the thing that you think you want may not be exactly what you think in the end.
So I want to ask, what didn't work for you without spoilers?
Okay, so I brought this up many times. I am disabled, okay? I go back and forth on how it handles the disabled ableist strokes. Because at some points, I can't tell if they're on the side or not of that argument of that I try to bear.
Are you trying to see, is it like the butt of the joke, or is it like a meaningful commentary? Is that what you're saying?
Kinda, yeah. I can't, and it's unclear to me. That's my biggest problem with it, is that I'm not very clear on that. And because I'm not clear on that, I don't know if the audience is clear on that, you know? And so I go back and forth with it. I did enjoy the film. I do think there's arguments to be made on both sides. That maybe it is, maybe it isn't. If there's any argument to be made that it's on the side of other disabled, is the fact that they have Adam Pearson. Adam Pearson is so insanely delightful on this. So charming, so funny, so amazing at every point, and seems like a genuinely beautiful soul. And like I said, I think you might have more charisma than Sebastian Sand. So, yeah.
Wow, so the movie, th this is real, what he really looks like.
Yeah, that's what that he was there. Adam Pearson was there. That's what he was like in real life, yeah.
And so th then they use this, what he naturally looks like, not no prosthetics, no makeup, and they make that part of the movie. They build a movie around that.
So in the movie, they're not the same person, by the way. They're not. They're Sebastian Stan and Adam Pearson's character, they're not the same person. There's a whole subplot surrounding that. Like, and I don't, again, I don't want to go into it, but yeah, Adam Pearson plays another person who has a similar disfigurement that Sebastian Stan had
And has Adam Pearson, has he acted?
before he changed.
No, I understand.
Before
Has
he changed, yeah.
Adam Pearson acted in other things before?
I've never heard of him until now, but honestly, he's really good, man. Like, really good, yeah.
Yeah, because I hope they didn't just pick him just because of his unique look, and they said, let's make up a movie about this guy, because that, I don't know, that doesn't feel good to me. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, the thing is, if they were going to make a movie about this, I mean, if they were going to make a movie about somebody who was just disfigured in the face, then go and get the most charming person in the world that's got that disfigurement, you know. They do kind of come do a commentary on that in a way in the film about like whether it's, the right or wrongs and exploitation
Yes,
of
exactly.
some of that. Like there is a conversation surrounding that,
Okay, so hopefully it's
but
self-aware, right?
is self-aware in the movie if that's what you're concerned
Yeah,
about.
okay.
The thing is, there's just some sequences where I just feel like I think it's kind of going just a smidge too far in how it's otherizing that. Know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I was
Whereas,
worried about, just briefly from our conversation.
That's just kind of like I get mixed on it all the time
Yeah.
when I think about it.
Yeah.
I still think it's a good film. I need to rewatch it because like it's hard to get like a good. It's such a complex film to just like say how you feel on one bite. It's
Yeah.
like going to a gourmet cafe and they serve you this like very strange palate. It's like somebody gives you like, lobster ice cream, and you're like, wait, those are two things that don't usually mix.
Yeah, I got you.
But I mean, but somehow it tastes good. But you're like, I need to try it again because I don't really understand that flavor.
That was me with the substance. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's a different man.
Yeah, but I'm glad that overall you seem to be more positive, because this sounds really interesting, and it sounds like the opportunity to help bring, awareness to this kind of condition, and the way you describe the tone and the humor, it, to me, it sounds really good, I think.
Yeah.
As long as they handle it sensitively, and I really care about that, so I really hope they handle it well. I'll be interested to watch it too.
Yeah, I gotta rewatch it to really determine it,
Yeah,
but
I completely
that's
understand.
where I'm at. Yeah.
All right, what's next, John? The Apprentice?
So yeah, hold on, let me take a drink.
All right.
We're gonna cut it right here.
This a
Okay.
Coca-Cola ad?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go on.
Sponsor us, you bastards. Anyway,
Can I leave that in? Can I leave that in?
sure.
All right.
Anyway, okay. So, as the night went on, after a different man, I ran into another writer. And I don't know if he's gonna watch this, but I want to talk about him for a minute,
All right.
briefly. Jermaine Legere is somebody who I've met twice
Wow.
at the festival. And I just want to say I've followed him for so many years. I've told him that I followed him back in college. It's amazing. It's amazing whenever like you see these people that you read all your life, and then you meet them. They're just they're nicer than you expect them to be. And Jermaine Legere is got to be one of the coolest people that I met
Nice.
at the festival. I came in on Wednesday. I was at some screening on Thursday, and he made it a point to come say hi to me on Thursday or Friday night. And I
No
was
way, he
like,
remembered you.
you remember me? I was starched, man. So, Jermaine, thank you for being cool.
Because
That's
I know him from the Slash Film Cast. I love the Slash Film Cast. We both do, John. I
well, he
know
used to
he
write
pops
for
up.
Slash Film
Yeah,
too.
I remember.
He
Yeah.
used to write for Slash Film, and that's where I told him that I knew him from way back.
Yeah.
I remember his bitches takedown Cowboys and the so, like
That was a
I
long
don't
time ago.
long time ago, yeah, I remember it.
Wow.
But anyway, I read it in again that night
So cool.
and I was like, what do you think it's gonna be? And he was like, dude, Sebastian Stan is here, so we're probably in for a double feature. The Apprentice. And I was like, whoa.
Well.
Yeah, I was like, if that's true, that's gonna set the whole festival on fire tonight.
And Marvel released the Thunderbolts trailer the same week. Crazy,
Same week,
right?
all at the same time. Yeah,
Big
all at
time
the
to be
same
a
time.
Sebastian Stan stan.
So we go in there. Secret screen number two gets set up, and she goes, for our next secret screening, I would like to have my mystery guest set this up. And Sebastian Stan just slowly walks out, like the amazing suave individual he is, and lays it out and talks about how he goes, once upon a time, a man was in New York. He dreamed big, and he made a deal with the devil, is what he said. Made a deal with the devil.
It almost sounds like a fairy tale, like a dark fairy tale, right?
Yeah. And it's about, and the movie is about The Apprentice, about Donald Trump making friends with his mentor, Roy Cohn. I don't know if anybody knows about this story. I've known about it for a long time. That is what the film is about. Are you familiar with Roy Cohn at
No,
all?
no.
Okay, well, it is. Okay. So, Roy Cohn was the original lawyer for Donald Trump. He was like the one first one to ever get involved in Donald Trump's legal affairs. Roy Cohn was an absolute psychopath. It is very well known how much of a psycho he was all through New York. There's a BBC documentary, and I highly recommend it. I know a lot of people don't care for that individual. I know a lot of people don't care for the individual, but there's a documentary on BBC. It's four parts, and it's about Trump. And it goes from the 70s all the way to now. And it covers a lot about the Roy Cohn years. Roy Cohn is this guy who taught everything to Trump. About the no defeat, never accept losing, lie your way out of everything. Just everything that he does, he learned from this guy. And the film is a strong example, strongly depicts all that. And it stars Sebastian Stan as Trump and Jeremy Strong of what is that show? My brain just went dead.
Succession.
Succession. Jeremy Strong of Succession plays Roy Cohn. And it is about their mentor-mentee relationship, about how where Trump got where he's at, how powerful he got, and why Roy Cohn is the reason why he's the way he is. Now, the one thing that I will say is that, kind of like A Different Man, I have reservations. I think it is a very well-made film. I think it's strongly directed, strongly acted. Everybody across the board is aces. They're so good in the film. Everybody's great in the film. I don't know how you feel about things like this, but it's almost like printing the legend does them favors. You know what I'm saying? Depiction is like the greatest form of flattery. I understand it's not a favorable depiction of Trump. Is that what he wants to tell? Because depiction in itself is its own form of flattery.
So are you saying they shouldn't give him any attention at all? They shouldn't have made a Trump movie during the Trump election, the third Trump election.
I go back and forth with it because it's like it is giving him attention, and he doesn't care what kind of attention he gets. He just wants the attention. You know, like it is so difficult to talk about this because it is political, you know. This is why I was like talking to Lizzie about it, because it's very such a hard line to draw when you're
Especially
discussing this thing.
right now when we're in the last 30 days or so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the man can stand up there and say anything, no matter how bad it is.
And
And he
see
doesn't.
this, you see this in the movie, right?
But in the movie and in real life, he doesn't care what he says. So it's like, why give him more attention? Because even if he looks bad anyway, he's just gonna take it and be happy about it. That's what he wants. He doesn't care how bad he looks. So, you know, I don't know if there's any new information here. I think for the people that don't know about Roy Cohn, I think it's good for that. You know, I'm talking to a friend of mine. I talked to a friend of mine who was not aware of Roy Cohn. You didn't even really know about Roy Cohn.
I think it maybe I've heard the name, but no.
I think it might be good on that front.
Awareness,
But, you know,
education.
yeah. But it's like somebody calling it on Twitter, Trump Origins. You know, it's like,
I
do
think that
we really?
might, I'm not sure, but I think that might even be the international title in some countries.
And I don't know if we need Trump Origins at all. You know, so I go back and forth. It's a well-made film. I don't know if we needed it though.
How is Sebastian Stan?
He's great. He's great in everything. It doesn't matter what he does.
Okay, but
And
it's not
honestly,
like this is his Oscar movie.
here's what I'll say about his depiction of Trump. It's very subtle. It's never a parody. It's never over the top. It is ever so subtle.
So this isn't SNL.
Not at all. It's a very well done performance.
Does he look the part? I'm sorry, that's a superficial question, but I'm
I
just
think
curious.
they got some prosthetics a little bit of prosthetics. But yeah, he does. I mean, it's not really about him looking like it. It's about him having the spirit, you know?
I understand that.
It's about the essence of the role, and he does get it down.
That's very good. 'Cause he can you can lose the differences. If he gets the spirit right, then you will see the character, not the actor.
Right, yeah. Right.
What else did you like about the movie?
Not really, no, it's got a very good energy to it. It moves really fast. I noticed like there's one distracting detail in it. So for some reason his lips are bright pink. And I don't know if like that was like
I'm
purposeful
sure it was.
or if that was just like a makeup flaw. But like at various moments I'm like, is he wearing lipstick? First, I was like, because I was like, this looks very distracting. Like somebody put clown makeup on Sebastian Stan, but
I haven't seen the movie, but just looking at that poster, which is like solid gold, and the characters are solid gold, I feel
yeah.
from your description, I feel like that might be an intentional point. But I don't know, because he said it's not exaggerated, but it seems
I'll tell you
like
this, one thing that's kind of funny about it is they poke fun at Trump in very subtle ways. They're never aggressive about it, but at one point in the film, he's like trying to put on pants, and Roy Cohn is like, you got a big ass. You probably need to work out a little bit. Like, you know, it's just ever so subtle, just a little comment. You know, like they make just little comments that might trigger the politician. But it's also in character of the film, like the comments, it's so funny. It's so funny, just the little digs that are just also in character to the story. But yeah, it is a good movie. It's well made, well produced. It feels like $1 million, even though I don't think it is.
Okay. I was gonna say, is this like a Trump joke, like a $1 million movie, a gold movie?
Like, it feels like it's expensively produced, but I don't think it is. But yeah, it's very well made, dude.
Do you
I
think,
just thought, yeah, sorry.
but between A Different Man and The Apprentice, which one, if you could recommend one for the Sebastian Stan movies, which one would
A
you recommend?
different man.
Definitely. Okay.
But I mean, but they're both good. They're both well made. I just don't know if we needed the latter.
Yeah. Do you think Donald Trump will like the Apprentice movie?
I think if it has any way to do with him being in the film, I think he likes it. Yeah.
Like you said, like even bad attention is good.
I think even Bad Attention he adored. Yes.
All right. And
The
last movie, Heretic. What's up with this? Psychological horror written and directed by Scott Beck,
Oh,
starring
it
Wood.
is Heretic. Heretic, by the way.
Heretic? Really?
Heretic. Heretic.
Heretic. Okay. Psychological horror, written and directed by Scott Beck and Brian Woods, stars Hugh Grant, Sophie Thatcher, Chloe East. Take it away, John.
This is one of the biggest surprises of the festival for me. This was Secret Screen number three that also got spoiled for me before I got in there. They were like, "Oh, we think it's Heretic," and then you go in there, surprise, it's Heretic. I was like, "Oh,
All
okay,
three of the secret screenings got spoiled for you.
yeah, for pretty much, yeah."
Shame.
This is not what anyone's gonna think it is. Judging by the cover, it's A24, it's got a name kind of like Hereditary. Like, it's I think it's gonna be this like what do they call it? The new wave of horror films. What do they call those? Like Midsommar and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't know.
You know that phrase? It's like
Elevated horror.
elevated horror. You think it's going to be something like
Okay.
that?
Yeah.
And it's not. It's not. It is a almost less of a horror film and more of a thriller.
All right.
It involves
Personally,
two.
I really like that combination, horror thriller. I think they go really well together. It's like
Yeah,
speaking of evil, I guess.
it's kind of like that. Yeah. So I haven't seen Speak No Evil, but so.
I like the new one, yeah. Go on.
So this star, I don't know the what are the can you look up the two girls?
Sophie
I
Thatcher and
forgot.
Chloe East.
Okay. It stars them as two girls of the Mormon Church who are going around trying to bring people in. And they are exactly what you think they are. Very sweet and very curious. Get a little bit of reservations, and they're kind of having conversations about life. And one of them talks about sex, all that stuff. And they're going to meet a new prospect. And the first person they meet is the overly charming Hugh Grant as Mr. Reed. And this is one of the best roles he's had in a long time. He is so good in this movie. It might be a reinvention for Hugh Grant.
I really like Hugh Grant in general, so this sounds really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the film starts out casual. And I don't want to go too deep into anything. It was like the surprise is all
Yes,
part.
of course.
But it starts casual, trying to get this individual to join the church. When, as it goes along, find out that this guy has more up his sleeve than just wanting to like join the church. You find out Now he's got his own ideas on theological, his own theological ideas. And there's a combination that begins to execute of a psychological horror thriller versus a, well, not versus, but like additionally, a conversational warfare of what is real, what is not, what is theologically accurate, what is not. It is a battle of the wits. It is a battle of the minds. It is like a battle of like scripture, and like, and it doesn't just stick to one thing. It goes into the Quran. It goes into like all kinds of different theological perspectives.
This is so
And
interesting.
it is so fascinating all throughout. And then it takes a few twists and turns and introduces some other ideas. The only thing that I will say is I felt it all the way through. In my brain, I was going, there's no way the end of this is going to be able to live up to the
Right.
rest of this.
Right.
And I thought that through the whole thing. And I was right. I was right. Like
It doesn't.
when you get to the third act, I'm not gonna say what happens. It doesn't quite make the lane, like it doesn't quite get there. Like on the third, I got nitpicks in the third act.
Overall, are you positive on the movie? Because it seems like it was so interesting. It seems like you really liked it. It didn't stick the landing, but overall, not
Well,
positive.
what I was gonna say is, even though it didn't stick the landing, I feel like the journey is worth it. Like,
Okay.
there's plenty of film. It's not such a bad conclusion that it ruins the rest of it. It's just not as satisfying as the rest of the film, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I understand. Okay.
But still, dude, it is a lot of fun.
Okay.
A lot of fun. I cannot recommend it enough. I think it's clever, intelligent. It's got a lot of humor, like a lot of humor, a lot of wit. There are jokes. It pokes fun at theology. Like, it pokes fun at a lot of religions. Like, not just one. It's not just one. It pokes fun at everything, just like everything as a whole. And Hugh Grant.
But educated fun, like they did the research, right?
Yeah,
Okay, that's
it
good.
seems like they did their research. There are things that, like, not even just like religion, but even on other subjects that I never heard about.
Cool.
Like, I don't like, and I don't want to give anything away,
Yes,
but dude, all I'm gonna say is Hugh Grant, man. Hugh Grant is like amazing,
Great.
absolutely amazing in this
Right.
movie. I cannot recommend this one enough. It ended up being one of my favorites.
Oh, the whole
Like,
festival?
not like of all the festival, but it's like, I would say it's in the top. Like, it's in the top at the moment. I think it's a very good film.
So far, let's do this. So far in the
Yeah.
festival, I think if I recall, your favorites were The Wild Robot, Will and Harper, Anora, and Heretic. Is that right? Those four are your favorites?
Heretic is good. I think there's more than that, man. My brain is so fried, I can remember everything I
We
want at the
also talked
moment.
about Never Let Go and
Never Let Go.
the puppet movie. Oh, the Rule of Jenny Pen.
So those might be my five at the moment, yeah.
Really? You liked those also? Never Let Go,
Yeah.
The Rule of Jenny Pen?
No. The ones that you mentioned
Okay.
before, Rowan Harper,
Will and
Nora.
Harper, Anora, Wild
Yeah.
Robot,
Oh,
and
man.
Heretic.
Heretic, and there was one other, but yeah, I did like, yeah,
Lot of
it
movies.
is
It's a
a
lot
lot
of
of movies,
movies.
and there's more. We're not done. Like I said, this is like, we're not done. But yeah, Heretic is very good. I liked it a lot, man.
From what we talked about today, it sounds to me, it sounds head and shoulders above the rest. It sounds really, really good. As much as we love Sebastian Stan, but this one sounds like it's the really special one.
Oh yeah, I mean, a different man might be up there too.
Oh, really? Okay,
Yeah, a
cool.
different man might be up there too. I have to marinate on it a little more.
Very nice.
Have to
Okay.
marinate on it a little more, but I had, dude, I had a ball in here. It's just, I love scary movies that can make me smile.
Yeah. Right
You
now,
know what
your
I'm saying?
smile, right now, your smile is saying everything. I can see, I can feel how much you love this movie and how much joy you got from it.
Yeah, it's
I
a
can't
lot of
wait.
fun.
I
It's
can't
a
wait to
lot of
watch it.
fun, yeah.
Yeah. Going back for 1 second to The Apprentice, there was that actress. I don't know how to say her name. Renata Renny Rensvi? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh man,
She
Renata.
sorry, a different man. She's the woman in A Different Man. So she's an up and coming actress now. She's getting really big. This weekend I saw her in another movie. It's called Another End, with Gael Garcia Bernal.
Did she have red hair?
I think so. Yeah. And that movie was terrible. I just want to say, a warning for everyone. There's this movie, science fiction movie called Another End, and it's about the idea is that when people die, they can temporarily make like a clone using someone else's body. So they will take your mind and your memories, and they'll put it in another body temporarily, so that you can get closure with the person who died. The idea is kind of interesting, but this movie is awful. It's abysmal. There's nothing interesting, nothing funny. There's nothing good about it. Just it's irredeemable. Just stay away from it. It's not good. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. PSA, warning.
Okay. All right. Well, I think the next time we meet, we will talk about You Are the Universe and some other films.
Can't wait. And what's the other movie?
You Are the Universe. What happened to Courtney Bell?
Okay.
I requested Dead Alan Society, which got the audience award at Fantastic Fest.
You
So I'm
know,
trying to see that one. What?
Gazer? Did you get screeners for Gazer?
I did not. I did
Okay.
not get Gazer. But that's
It's
how
fine. It's
festivals.
fine. You get what you can. Yeah.
That's how festivals go. For
Yeah.
those who don't know, sometimes we get stuff. Sometimes we don't. We love the filmmakers anyway. It's up to them what they want to do,
Yeah.
So.
Anyways, great job today, John. Rest up. Take care of yourself. Great job with the reviews. Thank you for your service. Welcome back home. And I can't wait to talk
Yes.
to you. I can't wait to talk to you next time.
We got
Thanks, everyone.
one more round, man. One more round.
One more round. One more round. Thanks, everyone, for watching. So we'll have more Fantastic Fest coverage coming soon. If you like this review, if you appreciate all of John's hard work so far, make sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment saying thank you, John. Tell us what movies you're most interested in, and we'll read and respond to every comment. I'm Vin. You can find me on Twitter at VinWritesWords.
I'm John, and you can find me at John Movie Watch when I recover.
Be sure to follow thecosmiccircus.com on Twitter at MyCosmicCircus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the ones you just watched. Thanks, guys. See you next time.
All right, bye.